RadioSaintPete.com wants you to know about an extraordinary evening of live music this Saturday night at the Hideaway Cafe, 1756 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. It's the Randall Bramblett Band. Randall Bramblett's distinguished body of work is defined by a triple threat career as an acclaimed solo artist, an in-demand songwriter, and a first call sideman.
It's a dangerous situation, but don't bother me at all. I look down into the street and I see you standing there. I'm hallucinating, baby, but I just don't seem to care.
Among the artists who've recorded and performed Bramblett songs are Betty Lovett, Hot Tuna, Delbert McClinton, and most notably Bonnie Raitt, who opened her 2014 Grammy winner Slipstream with one of his songs. In the 1970s, he was a member of the seminal jazz rock group Sea Level, and as a sideman has toured with Greg Allman, Widespread Panic, and Levon Helm. Steve Winwood was such a fan of Bramblett's keyboard, sax, and vocal performances that he made Bramblett his go-to tourmate for 16 years, including the 1994 Traffic reunion. RadioSaintPete.com spoke with Randall Bramblett prior to this Saturday's performance at the Hideaway Cafe in St. Petersburg.
I grew up in a little town called Jessup, Georgia, which is down near Brunswick and Savannah on the near the coast, and I had an interest in piano when I was really young, and I started taking lessons and picked up saxophone for the school band, and then started playing with some older guys around places like the Elk Club and all any other little place we could play, and I was playing sax with them, and then I picked up guitar, so I, you know, was in the middle of the folk thing too. So I had, and we had a band all the way through high school and college that played R&B stuff, covers, and you know, just fun dance music and Motown and whatever, Memphis stuff. And so I had a background in folk and R&B, and that's kind of what my basis is, blues and folk and R&B since then. And after I went to college up in North Carolina at UNC, and I started writing songs toward the end of, I guess, my senior year. And I decided I wanted to try to be a songwriter and a professional musician, which I didn't really think I was going to do because I was just having fun with and anyway, when I had friends that I was actually playing with, one of the guys in from Athens, and I had been to Athens playing a lot, so I moved down there, and we were writing together, Davis Causey and I, and we got some chances to record, and that just was very exciting. So really, that's what I've been doing ever since, pretty much, is writing and recording, and that's what playing live is. So that I've ended up a sideman for some people. Like, I was with Greg Allman for his first tours, because I was, at some point, I started working for Capricorn Records too, doing the horn sessions and playing with Cowboy and Sea Level. And so I was involved with the Macon scene too, but
Randall, did your first opportunity come from as a result of the recordings, or how did you get the first break to, because that was obviously a pretty major step up from what you had been doing to being a sideman to the likes of Greg Allman?
I had a solo, I got a solo record deal with Polydor in 74, and I did two records for them, and then I did the Greg for tours, and I've been doing the solo thing on, I completely went to focusing on my own career after I played with Steve Winwood for a long time, because I was with a real record label on New West, and I needed to focus and see what I could do and be available to play and promote rather than be a side man.
Mm-hmm.
So the first opportunity to record came from Buddy Bowie and the Atlanta Rhythm Section. People heard some of our stuff, and they asked us to come over and record in their studio, so that's the way I first started recording. Mm-hmm. And then ended up doing some stuff in Macon, too. So, but Greg's tour was the first big tour I was on. But then I played with Steve for a long time, Winwood, and we did a Traffic tour. all that stuff was fun too. But I decided I really need to, if I'm going to be a songwriter and singer and a recording guy, I need to focus on my own stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about the songwriting. I mean, obviously you have had quite a career outside of performing, writing the songs for a number of folks, both solo acts and bands. Talk about some of those folks you have written for.
Well, I actually, I've never been able to just sit down and write for someone. I just try to write what I write that I think is good, and then kind of either by accident or by somebody like Stephen Bruton, who used to play with Bonnie Raitt, was a fan of mine. We were friends, and he gave Bonnie one of my records, and she ended up eventually listening to it and eventually saying, yeah, I want to cut some of these songs. So that's kind of how that happened. But I don't really try to write for anybody. It's just that the songs somehow get heard and some people pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried, I've been to Nashville a few times writing for people. It's just not for me. I'd rather stay here and just write what I think is good and hope, maybe somebody will pick it up. Betty Levitt picked up a couple of mine. It just happens sometimes,
Now, in terms of recent years, are you spending most of your time on the road as a solo artist, such as coming to St. Petersburg this Saturday night, or how do you spend your time these days?
We're not able to just stay out on a tour, and we really don't want to either, because all of our guys, a four-piece group that I just love, the drummer has a venue of his own and a business of his own here in Athens, and the family, and nobody wants to just stay out on the road. And plus, it's Sunday through Thursday. It's really hard to find anything that pays. So you end up spending money being out, and it's just not worth it. So we like to just go out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back home, and that works really well for all of us. It gives me a chance to write and work on my songs, which is really the most important. At least, if you don't have that, you don't really have much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I've got to keep writing, and that gives me time to write and be with my family too. And it just works best like that. I like it a lot better than being out for 3 months at a time or whatever.
We're talking with Randall Bramblett, who will be at the Hideaway Cafe this Saturday night in St. Petersburg. Your career has covered several decades now, and there have been a whole lot of changes in the music business, the music industry. It's much, much different than it was in the 70s. Talk just a little bit about that and the difficulty or the challenge, I guess, of navigating the industry as it stands today.
Yeah, it has totally changed. The only thing that I guess that stays the same is that you still need a good song for people to hear. But how you hear it now is totally different, and how you sell records or songs or whatever recordings is totally different, as just from streaming and downloading and whatever. Used to, like when I was with C-Level and with Capital One Records, everybody had these huge budgets. At least they're huge compared to what you get today. So you didn't feel the pressure of, you know, you could just go in the studio and mess around and write in the studio or whatever. Spend money wherever you wanted to because there was plenty of money. That's totally changed, and everybody's on a, at least I'm on a, you know, most people are on a sort of a shoestring budget, and you have to figure out ways to, you know, to get your recordings done and, you know, and keep it under budget. And then you can just not count on not being able to find any, very many places to get played anymore, to get heard anymore. So you have to look different ways to get heard. And, you know, where it may be a Spotify list or a YouTube thing or whatever. But radio has, you know, back when C-Level was going, we could chart, just because of radio play. And we were just kind of picked up, played on these big stations. That just would be impossible for that, for us anyway. So, you know, I love the small AAA stations and go out and play for them and do whatever I can to interact with the stations. But we don't reach a lot of people that way. But it's a slower build, and it's a more of a finding your own niche and staying with your, getting your, keeping your crowd, you know, building your crowd on the internet or whatever. Just a totally different thing. But we still have to go out and play, and that's where we make our living pretty much, and go out and play and get people to sign up on your email list and stuff like that and just slowly build an audience. Because there's no way to have a hit record, I don't think, and for us, is, you know, it's not, it's just kind of, I mean, it would be a hell of a fluke. A hit record that got picked up by these big stations. Because apparently it just is not really... It's really hard to get heard, basically.
Sure. What will folks hear when they come to the Hideaway Cafe on Saturday night?
We're going to play, we always try to play stuff off all the records, which is, I don't know, 8 or 9 records I have now that all have good songs on them. So we're going to play stuff off all those, and we'll also try to cover as much of Devil Music, the latest one, as we possibly can. And you know, just have a big time. It's a big, fun night when we play.
Randall, let's play a couple of tracks off the new album. You've just mentioned Devil Music. Dead in the Water leads it off. Talk about that song.
Yeah, the idea for that song came from when I was reading about William Burroughs and his wife living down in Algiers across the river from New Orleans. I used to live in New Orleans, so I've got this deep feeling for New Orleans, and the song starts out, Run Out of Gas on the Huey Long Bridge. It's about people that are in trouble, because they were definitely in trouble. His wife was a speed freak, and he was shooting heroin every day, and it just, you know, these are the kind of characters I like to write about, and the kind of feel is a real swampy and muddy feel. And our engineer, Chuck Ainley, in Nashville, is also Mark Knopfler's chief engineer and built his studio in London. So he said, why don't we send some stuff to Mark, see if he'll play on them. And I said, yeah, right. I don't think we go ahead, but I doubt, you know, he's going to. But anyway, he decided he wanted to play on Dead Water, which thrilled the hell out of me. he's one of my guitar heroes and singers, too. But anyway, so he played on Dead in the Water. And it's one of my favorites.
I run out of gas on the Huey Long Bridge, and the moon was drowning in the mud. Don't think about walking back to town. About jumping, it's too far down.
Too far down.
Dead in the water. Hiding in a whisper tree.
street. Mama been flying, drinking that Benzedrine. She's scrubbing the floor with a toothbrush, but she just can't get it clean.
Randall Bramblett, Dead in the Water from the new album Devil Music. Let's listen to one more, Angel Child.
Angel Child is a fun song about this old dude trying to lure a young lady into his house. Decrepit house, I can picture it. And it's just a fun falsetto singing song that Derek Trucks seemed like he'd be great on this one, so he played on this one and played this great slide solo on it. And I was thrilled to have, never had guests on my records before, and I just decided to ask a couple people this time, and Chuck Lavelle played on one too. So, but Derek just killed this one. He's one of the great virtuoso players, and we've played together some over the years up at the Beacon Theater and with the Armour Brothers, so it was a thrill to have him play, and he's just a sweet guy, too.
Spiderweb hanging in the arms of my chair. Someday
you on a trip down the shell and the Broadway. You're my angel child.
Angel Child from the new album Devil Music, Randall Bramblett, who will be appearing on Saturday night at the Hideaway Cafe, 1756 Central Avenue in downtown St. Petersburg, Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And we know you'll want to be there. Folks listening in our area and outside our area can reach you at randallbramblett.com. And where they can, learn more about an incredible career and buy your music as well.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Randall. Have a safe travels to Tampa Bay. We look forward to having you here in the Sunshine City this Saturday night.
Thank you, Joe. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait to get down there.